This is Sean with Voices Live On, and I'm speaking with Jordan. We're going to do a little favorite memories from the beginning and appreciation of your fiance, Paul. How do you feel about that?
Feels good. I'm excited to be able to return the favor.
Yeah, because he did one for you, and now you get to kind of walk down that path. So let's go to the beginning. How did you guys originally connect?
Well, we actually met on Tinder and Bumble. but I didn't realize that it was him on both of them because on one of them, I can't remember which one now, but he had used a photo of him with short hair from like 10 years ago. So I think trying to catfish. But when we started talking, he's like, I'm from Oklahoma. I'm out here for work. I just started thinking, I'm like, that's so bizarre. I just met somebody else from Oklahoma. I'm like, what are the chances of me meeting two people from Oklahoma in the same week? So I went back and looked, and I was like, is this you? And I like sent him a photo from his other profile, and he's like, yeah, that's me. Like, just, oh my gosh. I'm like, you look totally different in both of your pictures.
So you thought you were getting kind of the best of both worlds in a way?
I don't know what he was doing. If he was just being lazy or...
All right, so...
testing out both pictures to see which one was going to work the best.
So you obviously text back and forth and blah, blah, blah. Did you have a phone call first or a face-to-face first?
We actually started texting of October of 16. We would just, like... we would go through, like, bouts where we would text every single day for, like, a month. And then one of us would get busy and fall off the face of the earth. And then I wouldn't hear from him or he wouldn't hear from me for a while. And that went on until May of 2017. And then I had just quit my job at Angie's and I was going to lose my insurance. So I had just, like, put a very general Facebook message out there that said, hey, like, I need insurance. Anybody know how to do this? It's so confusing. And he responded. He's like, I used to sell insurance. I can come over and, like, walk you through it. I was like, yeah, that would be great. But he had been so flaky the month before, I didn't think I was really going to be into him because that's just not my personality. I'm definitely more of a go-getter. So I didn't put any makeup on. I think I was wearing, like, sweatpants and a tank top. And I'm like, this guy is just going to help me with insurance. Like, this isn't a date. But it was pretty much as soon as he got out of the car and he didn't, like, one of those hair band hair flips, I was like, oh God, I should have tried. I should have put on some makeup and looked presentable.
So you thought he was attractive, is that what you're trying to say?
Oh yeah. We had instant chemistry. It was like we had been friends forever, pretty much the first time we met.
So how would you describe some of his top attributes of the exterior, not the interior? We'll get to the interior.
Well, being a hairdresser, I love his hair and his beard. He has really broad, like, sexy shoulders. And, yeah, he just has that very warm, wholesome kind of look to him. But also, I mean, this is internal, I guess, but he's very charismatic. But I think that it's easy to tell from just meeting him, you know, from the first handshake, that he's very personable and gets along with everybody.
So that brings it up. So describe his personality.
He is funny. He's very kind. He's smart. He keeps me on my toes. Even whenever he's making me upset, he's constantly trying to, you know, make a point. Like, he's always trying to tell me, like, you know, I know you're upset about this, but, you know, it's something that we can learn from and move on. And he's just always trying to make me better. I don't know if he does that on purpose or if it just comes with the package, but he's always trying to better himself, which is encouraging. Makes me want to better myself.
All right, so what was the first date? Like, ooh. Like date. Not hanging out, but date.
That is a good question. I think that we, I Oh, shoot. I think our first actual sit-down, face-to-face, at a restaurant, I think we went to Sangrita. And the kitchen was so far behind, we ended up getting, like, free margaritas, which we ended up staying longer because of that. And, yeah, I'll take a free margarita.
So where did you go?
More time with Paul, you know.
Where did you go after the Sangrita? Did you go and do another activity? Do a little dancing? Do a little pool? Or was it just dinner and that was it?
I think that date, that was our first official date. That was just dinner. But like the first time we ever hung out, we never got to the insurance part. We ended up just talking about movies and books that we've read, and I was living in this house on the White River, and the air conditioning was broke, and it was the middle of May, so it was like a hot night. I felt bad for him because he was like sweating. I don't ever sweat. I love the heat, but he was looking really uncomfortable, and I'm like, you might should just go jump in the river. And he told me these stories about my buddy said there was a dead body floating down the river, blah, blah, blah. And I think I came up with some BS of, oh, we're further north. Like, this is all clean water. It's fine. So we get out there. I jump in, and I immediately regret it because it was freaking cold. And so I was trying to save face, and I'm telling him, it's not so bad. It's not so bad. You should get in. And he was like, I don't think so. Like, it's just, it smells bad. And he's going off on this, like, little tantrum.
Wait, he's on the shoreline and you're in the water.
Yes. So finally I had to just really be a bully and tell him, like, well, from what I heard, Oklahoma boys were supposed to be extra manly. I was like, that's not the experience I'm having. And so that's all it took. He literally jumped straight in. Straight out, he went straight back to the house and got a towel. And as we were like getting out of the river, I looked back and like a beaver or a badger, I'm not even sure, swims right where we just were. Now, I'm not going to tell him about this because he might have a towel, but.
All right, so what's one of the favorite adventures outside of Indianapolis? Where have you gone?
Ooh, that's a good one because we travel a lot together. That's one of the things that he told me when we first started dating he really wanted to get more into was checking out new places and being able to work like from the road. So we've been on quite a few. We've been to like 3 countries and 15 states together. So that's a hard one.
Well, pick one or two of them.
Well, I think the first time I had already felt like I loved Paul this time, but it really showed me a depth to him that I didn't know about, was the first time we went to Jamaica. We went there for a destination wedding, and it was a bunch of his old buddies, and they were, like, reminiscing and telling stories about him, and just seeing him be able to, like, unwind and crack up with his friends and kind of get little snippets of his history and who he was in college. I just remember sitting there being like, wow, I just like see myself marrying this man. Like, he keeps it interesting. He's super nice. He treats me like a freaking princess. So at that point, I'm like, okay, I'm going to try my hardest to make this work. And here we are. And so now we just got back in September from the Bahamas where we are going to have our wedding. And it just kind of brought back those memories of sitting there and listening to his friends talk about him that it just solidified my decision in marrying him.
Okay. So your parents, what's their view of Paul?
Well, they know that I can be a little feisty. So I think the fact that he's been around this long, they know that he's in it for the long haul. I really like to get into politics, and I like to debate, and I like to hear other people's sides, and Paul's a political science major, and his dad was a lawyer, so he's got that, like, fight in him. So we have some really good discussions and some really good conversations, so they know that if he can handle me being mouthy, then he's definitely strong enough, right?
Right. And so what was the way and where was it that he proposed?
Well, he proposed to me. He was taking me to Puerto Vallarta for my 30th birthday. And the night before we left, another one of our friends was having his 40th birthday. So we went over to their house, and I was not in a great mood. I had worked all day. I was totally exhausted. I just kind of wanted to sit down and relax and not be around anybody. So when I got off, I told him, I'm like, maybe we should just stay home and relax and do nothing before we leave tomorrow, because we have to leave really early. And he's like, no, let's go out there to the party, and it'll be a fun way to start vacation. I'm like, fine. You never want to go to parties, but okay. So we ended up going. We get there, and I'm just really irritated because I didn't really want to be there. And then all of a sudden, my friend Victoria, who was sitting next to me, starts screaming. Not like in excitement, and like bloody murder. I thought somebody was having a stroke. And I turn around, and he was on his knees. And as I'm like realizing that he was on his knees, I thought he was having a heart attack. And that's why she was screaming like that. And then my two friends across the table, they start screaming. So I turn around, like, grab him by the shoulders. I'm like, are you okay? Like, do we need to call 911? Like, what is going on? Why is everybody screaming? I mean, they were screaming so loud I could barely hear what he was saying. So then he, like, pulled out the little box, the rings in it. And I'm like, oh, my God. He is proposing right now. Holy cow. Like, I wasn't expecting it. And then I have an addiction to cookies. I just love them. So he actually proposed with a cookie cake that said, like, will you marry me? It was so sweet. It was just so perfect for us, because I had always told him, like, the perfect proposal would be we were at, like, Broderville Tavern. He just, like, slides the ring over, and he's like, well, do you want to? And I'd be like, yeah, sure. Like, that's fine. So this was actually way better than I had originally envisioned.
That's beautiful. So, obviously, you guys, and how long has it been since you started dating?
It'll be 3 years in May.
That's a good enough time to really get to know somebody if you're going to be compatible, and how you can work together, live together, manage life together, yes, and everything. So, what would you like to say to Paul directly, and also, why do you feel that for the long haul, even potential father and this, that, and the other, that he's got the chops to pull it off? And what would you like to say to him directly?
What would I like to say to him about that?
Well, just talk about that, and then what would you like to say to him directly, you know, as far as, like, in a closing?
Oh, I don't know. I'm so bad at this. I would definitely say, you know, he is one of the best grown men I've ever seen with children. Every time we go anywhere, I see it sounds weird, but, like, children just know that he's got this tender spirit, and they just flock to him, and he loves it. He loves playing with them and wrestling, and, like, my nephews call him Polly Pop Pie. And that's just really endearing to see, and that was one of the first conversations we ever had, and it was important to me to know that he was on board with children, and he was, like, 100%. The thing about Paul that makes me think he's going to be such a terrific father is because his parents were amazing. Like, he had one of the best upbringings I've ever seen. They're nice, they are generous, and they just taught him how to be a really good gentleman and man, and I can't wait for them to be my in-laws. They're amazing. So if I could say one thing to Paul that I don't already say to him, maybe some advice for marriage is sometimes you just have to let me do what I want to do. And I feel like I'm constantly going above and beyond to surprise him and, like, you know, keep the love alive. And sometimes he's just like, you didn't have to do all this. I'm like, just let me be nice to you. Like, why do you always resist me being nice to you all the time? So if I could give him one piece of advice or something I want to say to him directly is that I just love him so much, and he should let me show that to him in my crazy-ass ways.
Well, that's beautiful. I know he's going to love this. I think you've covered a lot of great moments. And again, I thank you for taking the time. I know he's going to be happy that we got to surprise him with this. And also with, you know, what you'd said about his appreciation interview about you. That was very sweet.
Yeah. Thank you.
You got it. All right, well, I'm going to close this one out, and I thank you very much for letting your voice live on of appreciation of your soon-to-be husband, Paul McAtee. All right, we'll talk to you later, Jordan.